Now, turn to task 3, questions 12 to 16. You will listen to a podcast. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now, you have 45 seconds to look at the questions for task 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
How much time did you spend commuting yesterday? How long does it usually take you to get to school? Today we invited a life coach to talk about the problem of commuting and how to survive it. So, how long do people spend commuting each day?
Well, in big cities, people often spend several hours to get to the office in the morning and on the way home in the evening. And a great number of them go to work from the suburbs. But on average, they spend about 45 minutes traveling to and from work. Of course, traffic jams or train delays can make your wait even half an hour longer.
So, what are the main disadvantages of long commuting?
Well, because of commuting, people have less time for family and hobby. According to the survey, more than a half of commuters complain that they have no time for their own interests, sports, clubs, winding up with friends. About 80% have health disorders, and a third says that all household chores burden their family.
Really, tons of disadvantages. So why do people torture themselves and their families?
Actually, it's a matter of choice. Those who freely choose to make long trips feel less stressed than those forced into doing so. There are three main reasons. A more interesting or better paying job, the ability to own a home or live in a desirable area, and family priorities such as a better school for children.
What should people do?
Indeed, there are different ways of solving this problem. First, the most radical way is to find the job closer to your house, or at least think of a flexible timetable. You can work from home once or twice a week. It sounds simple, but why not to try setting off half an hour later or earlier? Just arrange it with your boss. Anyway, spend your time while commuting wisely. While driving, you can listen to your favorite songs or audiobooks. In case you use public transport, take something to do there, something you enjoy doing, something different from work. I mean, reading books or magazines, doing puzzles. But try avoiding long conversations with other commuters. Save your energy. In a nutshell, do everything that keeps your mind off journey and gives positive results. That's the best recommendation I can give.
Now, listen again.
How much time did you spend commuting yesterday? How long does it usually take you to get to school? Today we invited a life coach to talk about the problem of commuting and how to survive it. So, how long do people spend commuting each day?
Well, in big cities, people often spend several hours to get to the office in the morning and on the way home in the evening. And a great number of them go to work from the suburbs. But on average, they spend about 45 minutes traveling to and from work. Of course, traffic jams or train delays can make your wait even half an hour longer.
So, what are the main disadvantages of long commuting?
Well, because of commuting, people have less time for family and hobby. According to the survey, more than a half of commuters complain that they have no time for their own interests, sports, clubs, winding up with friends. About 80% have health disorders, and a third says that all household chores burden their family.
Really, tons of disadvantages. So why do people torture themselves and their families?
Actually, it's a matter of choice. Those who freely choose to make long trips feel less stressed than those forced into doing so. There are three main reasons. A more interesting or better paying job, the ability to own a home or live in a desirable area, and family priorities such as a better school for children.
What should people do?
Indeed, there are different ways of solving this problem. First, the most radical way is to find the job closer to your house, or at least think of a flexible timetable. You can work from home once or twice a week. It sounds simple, but why not to try setting off half an hour later or earlier? Just arrange it with your boss. Anyway, spend your time while commuting wisely. While driving, you can listen to your favorite songs or audiobooks. In case you use public transport, take something to do there, something you enjoy doing, something different from work. I mean, reading books or magazines, doing puzzles. But try avoiding long conversations with other commuters. Save your energy. In a nutshell, do everything that keeps your mind off journey and gives positive results. That's the best recommendation I can give.
That is the end of part 3.